Dumela fela. Dumela fela. Dumela sotle ilungile. Dumela. Dumela. Dumela, oh dumela, dumela, fela, sotle, sotle, ilungile, oh dumela, oh libili.
So I want to greet the visitors, Marble, a friend of Brother George and Sister Liana.
Saluer les amis, les visiteurs au milieu de nous.
And how would you pronounce that one, Brother Pelé's niece? Tridon. Tridon, Brother Pelé's niece, and Benny, Brother Pelé's nephew. So we do greet them in Jesus' name. Amen. A quick announcement, youth meeting on Saturday, 1 p.m. in the church. Please bring your children. That's this coming week. Also thank the Lord for delivering people from the hospital this last week, Sister Lily, Brother Maxwell Jr. I know Brother Egan was in for a short time as well. So we do appreciate that. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. Let everybody pray this morning before we come to open up the word, that the Lord's will may be done today. Let's pray. Father, bringing ourselves before thee as your people at this time, we come by the way of the blood.
Be not forgetful, hear us, Lord Savior, but we be slow to speak, Lord Savior. Father, quick to listen, Lord Savior. We ask for quickening power at this time of thy holy grace.
Let's open the book of Exodus chapter 32. We'll take our thought from there today.
Exode chapitre 32.
Exodus 32. We'll read from 9 to 12.
Exode 32, à partir du verset 9.
Speaking about Moses.
Moïse,
when he was up in the mount,
était sur la
and
montagne,
the people worshipped the golden calf,
et les gens qui adoraient le veau d'or,
and Moses went into and made a went into the place of intercession.
Moïse est allé à l'endroit pour
intercéder. Read from verse 9, Exodus 32. And the Lord said unto Moses, I've seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. And then verse 14. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Let's pray. Father, your word Father, it's beyond us many times, but how wonderful it is that you sent us a prophet. Father, that could raise up into that realm. Father, Lord of thus saith the Lord. Father, and could come down and minister us. Lord, such a blessing. May you bless this word. Father, we bring every person to every visit in our gates. The hearts of each and every one of us, Lord. Father, let us be prepared ground upon this day. Father, may the word go forth. May it bring forth of its own kind. May you guide. May you lead. May you direct. That as we'd come to the end of the service, we'd say, surely it was good to be in the presence of the Lord. I pray you'll bless Brother Jose as he interprets. I pray that you'll bless, Father, any other person still on their way. Father, I pray your blessing upon our proceedings from beginning to end. May you look down, Lord. May it be good, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. I'm sure that any Christian, any believer,
je suis certain que chaque croyant, chaque,
any person who's ever had any experience with God,
chaque personne qui a jamais eu une expérience
and every single
Dieu,
one of us has had various and different degrees
de nous ici a eu des choses
différentes, of experience with God.
Sa propre expérience avec
but
Dieu.
There's no person
mais y a personne
that ever tasted the goodness of the Lord,
qui a jamais testé, goûté, la bonté
who
de
never
Dieu,
tasted the dealings of the Lord in their life,
qui a jamais traité la façon dont Dieu traite avec lui dans
who
sa vie.
Doesn't desire
et qui ne désire pas
a deeper
la profondeur,
walk with the Lord,
une marche profonde
who
avec
doesn't
Dieu,
desire a deeper manifestation
ne désire pas une manifestation
of God in their life.
De Dieu dans
there's
sa
something
vie.
About the dealings of God with his people.
À propos, la façon dont Dieu traite avec son
it's that once you taste
une fois que vous le
of
goûtez,
this fountain,
vous goûtez de cette
you taste
fountain,
of the wisdom of God.
Vous testez la sagesse
you taste
de
of
Dieu,
the goodness of God.
Vous testez la bonté
you taste
Dieu,
of the power of
vous
God.
Testez la puissance de Dieu.
You just want more of that.
Vous voulez encore davantage,
especially when somebody's soul
particulièrement
has been converted
à l'âme de quelqu'un
so that your inner man
et que votre
now conforms to the will of God.
C'est conforme à la volonté de
you
Dieu.
Just desire his will.
Vous ne désirez que sa volonté.
You just desire
vous
more of him.
Que plus de lui.
And in studying the scriptures,
en étudiant les écritures,
in the light of the message of the
dans
hour,
la lumière du message de l'heure,
we know we use the terminology in the message.
Nous utilisons la,
we speak
le
of the third pull. We speak of so many different
de
manifestations
de beaucoup de choses
that God has stored up for his people.
Dieu a emmagasiné pour son peuple.
And anybody that would be sincere in this age,
celui qui est sincère dans cet âge,
in your studying of his word,
alors que vous étudiez
and you're
parole,
meditating on the message,
vous méditez sur le
you'd
message,
like to bring things personal.
Vous voulez ramener les choses
you know, it's so nice to read of other things
vous lisez
and what the Lord's done to other people.
De ce que Dieu a fait à
but
personnes.
If the Lord's ever done something
mais
to you,
si le Seigneur vous
you
a
desire the Lord to do more
chose,
for and with and in you. You know, so when you hear of the promises of God,
les promesses de Dieu,
one of the real important things I believe
des choses les plus importantes
is to have a look and see
c'est de regarder et voir
the principles
les principes
behind the promises
derrière
of God.
La promesse de Dieu.
Because God being so faithful,
fidèle,
he's kept things so simple.
Il garde les choses si simples.
You find when the prophet preached the seventh seal,
vous avez trouvé lorsque le prophète
he kept it simple. You know, he says it so many times
il a dit plusieurs fois,
in the questions and answers on the sixth seal, and on the seals,
saut,
and then the seventh seal.
Dans le
he speaks
saut,
of simplicity.
Il parle de la
he says, just keep living your Christian walk.
Juste les gens qui vivent la vie
just shine light. Don't try to interpret these things.
N'essayez pas d'interpréter ces choses.
You know, because there's such a tendency with us as people.
Il y a une certaine tendance
is you want to take these great concepts of the kingdom,
ces grands concepts
this great promises of the word,
la
and many times we want to make them
et
so complicated.
Fois, vous les si
no, we want to really, really try to interpret this and
vous
interpret that.
Cela et
but the prophet told us, don't do that.
Mais le dit toujours,
the prophet says, just live your Christian life. And he gives us certain principles that if you desire a deeper walk, if you desire to see more of God in your experience, the prophet taking the principles of God's word, because God never changes, he breaks those things down to us. And today we just wanted to look at this. There's two different aspects that the prophet speaks about, especially when he gets down to speaking about the spoken word, about the power of God in the life of a believer. And I just want to show you two things that he continually brings back.
Qu'il ramène continuellement.
Very scriptural principles.
Des principes très scripturaires.
Which bring people
qui ramènent les gens
to the place of manifestation.
À l'endroit de la manifestation.
You know, and I'm sure that if we go through these things,
je suis sûr que si
you can look in your own experience,
voyez, vous pouvez regarder
and you'll bear witness and you'll bear record.
Vous pouvez être témoin.
Because if you look at when the Lord has worked
si
inside
regardez,
of your life,
comment est-ce que Dieu a travaillé dans
when the Spirit of God has done something in you or for you,
Dieu a fait quelque chose
now, there was a certain condition you were in.
Il y avait une certaine condition
there was a certain attitude that you had. There was a certain walk that you were walking at that time. You know, but sometimes we can think these things are random. That God just comes like the thunderstorm. He comes when he wants to come. It doesn't work like it many times. There's principles behind God's dealings with each and every one of us. And it's so good to look at these principles with a view to applying them inside of our own lives. To applying them in our own lives. Because God is so faithful to these principles. Now in the message, speak to the rock. The prophet starts speaking about Daniel. Now we know that Daniel was one of the people in the scripture that we can really, really have a look at and relate to. Because he saw a certain condition of the age. He saw a king come in. Babylon was in control. He saw an image erected and the different things that took place in that day. But Daniel also saw the manifestation of God. Daniel saw his manifestation in the lion's den. He had a personal visitation and experience with the angel of the Lord that he could always speak of from that time. And he would testify to the king. And he'd say, "Oh Lord, my king, the Lord sent his angel. And he was with me." And there's some principle to that. Why did God send his angel to Daniel? You know, the prophet says there was a man named Daniel who once was in the lion's den.
Il y a un homme Daniel qui était dans la fosse.
He went out into Babylon.
Il est allé à Babylone.
And he said in himself,
il s'est dit,
he was not going to defile himself with the king's meat.
Avec les
so Babylon was serving up certain things at that time.
Babylone servait certaines choses.
And he said, I'm not going to defile myself with these things.
Je vais pas m'essuyer
so that was the first
chose.
Thing about Daniel.
C'est la première chose avec Daniel.
Right from a young age, he was a man of principle.
Jeune âge, il était un homme de principe.
He resolved inside of himself.
Il s'est décidé.
He determined. In himself. I'm not going to defile myself with these things. Even if everybody else defiles themselves, I'm not going to defile myself. He says he wasn't going to have anything to do with the world. He knew that world system was very evil in that age. That false worship, idol worship, that system that had been put in place was very contrary to the kingdom of God. And he resolved in himself that he wasn't going to have anything to do with the world. Although he had to live among the people.
Bien qu'il devrait vivre parmi les
but he says he wasn't going to defile himself.
Il a dit qu'il n'allait pas s'essuyer.
He proposed in his heart he wasn't.
Il s'est proposé qu'il n'allait pas le
and
faire.
One day,
un jour,
the king threw him into the lion's pit.
Le roi l'a jeté dans la fosse au lion.
Because he was walking in the line of duty.
Parce qu'il marchait dans la ligne de devoir.
Now the prophet speaks of this principle so many times.
Et les prophètes parle de ces principes
that the place of manifestation is the line of duty. God manifests himself on behalf of people when people are faithful in the line of duty. Because every one of us have a line of duty. Last week we were looking at men of vision. We were looking at the personal obligation that a believer has before God. You have your personal calling. You have your personal commission.
Vous avez une commission personnelle.
When God made you, when God visited you, when God revealed himself to you, he revealed himself with a purpose.
Il s'est révélé avec un but,
something in mind.
Quelque chose dans sa pensée,
something he wants you to do for his kingdom.
Veut que vous fassiez pour
he
son
baptizes
royaume,
you in his kingdom
dans son royaume,
so that you can play a part in his kingdom.
Jouer
un
rôle
and no
dans
one
son
else
royaume.
Can play that part.
Personne d'autre ne peut
no one else
ce
can
rôle.
Do what God has ordained you to do. And God called called you as an individual.
Dieu vous a appelé en tant qu'individu.
You may have been surrounded by people at the altar.
Entouré avec les gens à l'autel.
But that dealing of God with your soul
was perfectly individual. Était parfaitement
it was a personal thing.
C'était une chose personnelle.
It was a sacred ground.
C'était un terrain sacré.
Where the soul of somebody meets up with God.
Lorsque l'âme de quelqu'un
and God
rencontre
deals
Dieu.
With someone down the line of redemption.
Lorsque Dieu traite avec quelqu'un sur la
the
ligne
call
de
is individual.
L'appel est individuel.
The commission is individual.
La commission est individuelle.
Your commission will fit in with the rest of the commission of the body.
Avec le reste des
because every part of the body ministers to the body to edify the body.
Il y a certaines parties du corps qui servent
there's no more
corps
one man ministries anymore. You always hear the brothers, and it's true.
Vous avez toujours entendu les frères
the day of the one man ministry finished with Brother Branham.
Le ministère
there's no more one-man ministries in the message.
Les jours du ministère
it's now the ministry, the fivefold ministry. The ministry of the body ministering to the body.
Qui sert le corps.
The various manifestations of God in the lives of his people.
Dans la vie de ses,
dealing with people the way that he made them.
Avec la les gens, la façon dont
he made you unique.
Il vous a
he's going to deal with you in a unique way.
Avec vous d'une façon
and he's going to use you the way that he made
vous
you.
Utiliser la façon qu'il
so,
vous a créé.
So Daniel.
Ainsi Daniel,
he knew he had a personal obligation.
Il sait qu'il avait une obligation.
He had a line of duty.
Il avait sa ligne de
and
devoir.
He saw these laws being passed.
Il a vu ces lois être votées.
Because whenever
parce que
someone starts walking in the line of duty,
à marcher dans sa ligne de devoir,
it arouses the attention of the enemy.
Cela suscite l'attention
the enemy doesn't want you to walk in the line
ne
of duty.
Veut pas qu'il puisse marcher dans la ligne de devoir.
Because when a believer is in the line of duty, heaven's going to back them up.
Les cieux vont l'appuyer.
And you're going to start doing things to the kingdom of darkness.
À faire les choses que, contre le royaume des
but it's got to be in the line of duty.
Mais ça doit être dans le
one of the safest things a believer can do
une des choses les plus sécures
is find your line of duty.
Faire, c'est de trouver sa
be
ligne
faithful
de devoir,
at your post of duty.
Être fidèle à son poste
because
de
God is responsible to you in your line in the post of duty.
Envers vous quand vous
God
êtes
is not responsible
de
for you anywhere else.
Dieu n'est pas responsable
His
de vous
grace will reach out to you.
Sa grâce peut
but when Jonah arrive, thought he would go somewhere else,
mais lorsque Jonah a pensé qu'il
yet he was commissioned to a certain line of duty,
à faire une
go and preach
devoir,
to Nineveh,
Dieu,
he got himself in trouble.
Il s'est retrouvé dans les
and it was just the grace of
et
God that came
la grâce de Dieu qui est venue,
to him when he was in the belly of the great fish.
Qu'il était encore dans le sein
if he could have just stayed in the line of duty,
et si seulement il pouvait rester sur
just
la
as we see later on when he got himself back in line with his commission,
there
was a great manifestation of God.
God
did something wonderful through that man.
There
was such a great revival
un tel réveil,
that they even put sackcloth on the beasts.
Au point que, même les bêtes
and there was repentance from the throne right the way down to the least in the kingdom.
Le trône, tout le monde s'est répandu.
That was when that man stayed faithful
c'est
to his line of duty. But Satan's going to do everything he can to move you from that place. Either he's going to deceive you to think you're supposed to do something that you weren't called to do. Or he's going to make you think the prophet says that you're not called to do something that God has called you to do. He says this issue of the call of God. He says, but if you really want to know, if you feel God is calling you to do something,
si
he says do it
chose,
and if God blesses it
si Dieu le
that's
bénit,
what God wants you to do
c'est ce que Dieu veut que tu fasses.
And like I've always said if there's
comme
a witness
dit, s'il y a
if it's of benefit to the body,
quelque chose qui soit bénéfique
if it's unto the edification of the body,
corps, si c'est pour l'édification du corps,
if it edifies, doesn't break
si
down,
édifie, au lieu de briser,
if it establishes and builds up,
si cela édifie et construit,
you can at least have some sort of an indication
ça peut être une sorte d'indication
that that's the line that God wants
que
you
ça,
to work
que
in
Dieu veut que tu puisses
because
faire
of the results that it's
à
bringing
des
forth.
Résultats que cela va faire.
But it attracts the devil's attention.
Mais cela va attirer l'attention.
And Daniel, having proposed in himself,
Daniel s'est résolu.
And Daniel being faithful
Daniel étant fidèle,
in his day,
dans son jour,
these laws were passed now.
Ces lois étaient votées, ces lois
no
étaient
one can pray to any other potentate,
ne pouvait, prier
no
autre,
other God but to the king
pas d'autres
for 30 days.
Dieu, pendant 30 jours.
But Daniel was somebody
mais Daniel était quelqu'un
that it doesn't matter
il dit,
the conditions of the time.
La condition de temps,
it doesn't matter what other people had resolved to do
d'autres personnes ont décidé
because of
de
the
faire
pressure that was coming upon the believers at that time.
Sur les croyants de ce temps-là,
he had resolved in himself
il s'est résolu
That no matter the price that had to be paid,
peu importe le prix qui doit être payé,
he was going to be faithful in his line of duty.
Il allait rester fidèle dans sa ligne de
devoir. And three times a day he opened his windows.
Trois fois par jour,
and he prayed towards Jerusalem.
Et il priait vers Jérusalem.
And he got himself in trouble with the law.
Et il a été en trouble avec
and he was arrested.
Et il était arrêté.
And there were all the threats and all the things that take place.
Toutes les menaces et toutes les choses qui se
but this was
passées.
A man that couldn't be moved.
Voici un homme qui ne pouvait pas être
he
mis.
Kept that supreme before himself.
Il s'est gardé
that I have a personal responsibility before God to walk faithfully in my line of duty.
Dans la, ma ligne de devoir.
And they threw him in the lion's den.
Dans la fosse
and then there was a manifestation of
et
God.
Y avait la manifestation de
then
Dieu.
The angel of the Lord came
l'ange
on the scene.
Seigneur est descendu sur
you see, God always responds to that
Dieu
kind of a condition.
À ce genre de condition.
To somebody who's faithful
à
like that,
qui est fidèle
even when
ça,
the pressure comes.
Même quand la pression vient,
and the pressure's coming, saints.
Et la, la,
the pressure's building.
Les pressions
and like when Brother Crosby was here, if you can't run with a footman, how are we going to run with them on horseback? You know, if the pressure's like it is now and you can't be faithful
la
in the line of duty, how about when the squeeze comes?
How
about when the real thing starts coming down?
La vraie chose va arriver?
When believers are being arrested, maybe, lorsque like it was in Malawi that time. Like it was in the Soviet
comme
Union.
Était dans la, l'Union soviétique.
When people had to worship in secret.
Les gens devraient adorer en secret.
You know, people spent time in prison
les
and things like that.
Les gens passaient le temps en prison.
But Daniel wasn't a man.
Mais Daniel n'était pas un homme.
That was that his conduct was determined by the conduct of other people.
Tel que sa conduite était déterminée par la conduite d'autres personnes.
The prophet says, because he was walking in the line of duty,
il marchait dans la ligne de devoir,
the pillar of fire came down
la colonne de feu est descendue,
and kept the lions off of him all night.
Et a retenu les lions loin de lui.
So that's a real principle.
Ça, c'est un principe.
Exactly the same as with the Hebrew
exactement
children.
Exactement la même chose avec les enfants
we find they were
Hébreux.
Faithful. But there was a lot of pressure.
Il y avait beaucoup de pression.
So many things to get them
beaucoup
to compromise on their worship.
Dans lesquelles ils pouvaient entrer pour à compromettre dans
so
leur adoration.
So much outside pressure, the
beaucoup
conditions
de pression
of the day,
à cause de la condition du jour,
the laws of the land,
les lois du pays,
an image having been set up,
une image qui était
which
établie,
speaks of our age as well.
Parle, ça parle aussi de notre
and
âge.
Then there came an enforcement now.
Et puis, la, les renforcements
there was a time that that image was being erected.
Un temps où cette image était érigée.
Then finally there came a due season. And when there was an enforcement that everybody had to bow down to that image. Otherwise, you'd be cast into the fiery furnace. And they were faithful in their line of duty. Although their line of duty took them right into the fiery furnace. But then they saw the fourth man in the fire. The fourth man in the fire came in the line of duty. When there was all this pressure to get them to compromise. Many excuses they could have made about the conditions of the day, and it wasn't that easy at that time. But God rewards that kind of a principle. And that is a time of a manifestation we see in their lives. You always find there was something before. There was something that pleased God. There was something that was in conformity with His will. There was a certain determination in the lives of the people before those kind of things took place in the scripture. You find Joshua when he spoke to the sun. And he said, "Sun, stand still." He was fighting the battles of the Lord. He was busy in the line of duty. And there came a need before him. The sun was going down. The enemies would have escaped. So he spoke to the sun. And God hearkened to the voice of a man.
Dieu a entendu la voix d'un
but you'll find it was in his line of duty.
Et vous allez trouver qu'il était
he was being faithful to his commission.
Fidèle à sa commission.
The prophet says that is when the power of God came and worked with his children.
C'est là que la puissance de Dieu est venue et a travaillé
when he was
avec
faithful.
Ses enfants, quand ils sont fidèles.
When he was in that channel that he was walking in at that time.
Lorsqu'il se trouve dans ces canaux dans lesquels il
and it's always like that in the Old Testament. You find Israel coming to the Red Sea.
Israël qui arrive à la mer rouge.
When did they see the manifestation?
Quand ont-ils vu la manifestation
of the cloud, of the pillar
de la
of fire,
la colonne des
coming and standing between them and the enemy.
Devant, entre eux et ceux-là.
When they were in the line of duty.
Lorsqu'ils étaient dans la ligne du
devoir. When the enemy was coming against them in the line of duty.
Contre eux, quand ils étaient dans la ligne
that's
du
when
devoir.
They saw that manifestation.
Ils ont vu cette manifestation.
The prophet says they were following their commission.
Les prophètes disent qu'ils suivaient leur commission.
They were going straight in the line of duty.
Ils allaient directement dans la ligne.
And the Red Sea got in the way of their line of duty.
Et la mer Rouge est venue sur la ligne du devoir.
The children of God going to the promised land.
Les enfants de Dieu se rendaient à la terre promise.
And God looked down.
Et Dieu a regardé
en bas. And here came Pharaoh, because you're always going to stir up the devil.
Voici Pharaon qui vient parce que vous allez.
Whenever you step beyond the boundaries,
chaque fois que vous allez au-delà
of just the ordinary Christian walk,
de votre marche ordinaire,
when they stepped out in faith,
lorsqu'ils sont sortis,
when they marched out into that wilderness,
lorsqu'ils ont marché dans ce désert,
it didn't take long
ça n'a
for
pas
Pharaoh to be stirred up,
pour que Pharaon puisse
and those chariots and that great army to be following
et
them.
Sa grande armée puisse les suivre.
But they were in their commission.
Mais ils étaient dans leur
they
commission.
Were following their commission.
Ils suivaient leur commission.
And friends, I don't think it's any safer place.
Je ne pense pas qu'il y ait
I don't think we as believers are asked to think too far ahead.
Parfois nous demandons des choses.
I think the only thing God asks us to look at is always being faithful to the commission.
C'est d'être fidèle à la commission.
Because that's the place of safety.
C'est là l'endroit de
Are you being faithful to your commission?
Être fidèle à sa commission.
Are you walking in your line of duty?
Est-ce que vous marchez dans votre ligne?
I believe everything's going to take care of itself.
Je crois que toute autre chose va.
I don't think you have to look too far ahead.
Je veux pas.
Worry about how we're going to get rapturing faith and how is this going to take place.
Plus loin, comment est-ce que vous serez?
Those things take care. Of themselves.
Ces choses prendront soin
d'elles. Like they did in the lives of these examples in the past.
Comme ça s'est passé dans la vie.
All we are responsible for is our commission.
Il est toujours responsable pour.
Is to hold true.
C'est
in the line of duty.
D'être fidèle dans la ligne du devoir.
Now the prophet he says it in the message conference.
Le prophète dit dans le message conférence.
He's speaking of Israel.
Il parle d'Israël.
And here comes the enemy after them.
Voici l'ennemi qui s'approche.
And there's all the dust and.
Il y a toutes ces.
And he says that nature was trembling.
Il dit que la nature tremblait.
Because all of nature looking at that condition.
Parce que la nature regardait à cette condition.
Seeing this helpless people.
Voyant que c'était un peuple sans aide.
Seeing this mighty army coming their way.
Voyant cette armée puissante venant contre eux.
The prophet says there was going to be a massacre.
Le prophète dit qu'il allait avoir un massacre.
And all of nature could see.
Et toute la nature
there was going to be a massacre.
Que un massacre allait
and
avoir
he says
lieu
in the message conference.
Et il dit dans le message conférence.
He says right in the line of duty.
Droit dans la ligne du devoir.
Right under the fire of the enemy.
Droit sur le feu de l'ennemi.
Because you won't go long in the line of duty until you'll be under the fire of the enemy.
Vous n'allez pas faire très longtemps dans la ligne du devoir à moins d'être sur le feu.
Enemies within and enemies without, like Paul said.
L'ennemi est toujours là, comme Paul le dit.
There they were. It looked like all nature was trembling for them.
Et c'est comme si toute la nature tremblait contre eux.
He said, "What's the time?"
Il dit, regardez.
He's saying, "What should believers do at that kind of a time?"
Dans ce genre de temps, qu'est-ce qu'un croyant doit s'en faire?
He says, "What's the Christian procedure?"
Quelle est la procédure chrétienne?
I like that. The prophet says they're in this position.
Il dit, le prophète dit dans cette position.
They're in trouble.
Ils sont en
They're in the line of duty.
Ils sont dans la ligne du devoir.
He said, what is the Christian procedure?
Quelle est la procédure chrétienne?
What is the procedure that a believer should follow at that kind of a time?
Doit suivre en ce genre de temps?
He said, what's the Christian procedure?
Et quelle est la procédure chrétienne?
What is the thing to do
quelle
in that kind of a time?
Qu'il faut faire en ce genre de temps?
He says, hold a conference.
Tenez une conférence.
You need to have a personal conference,
Vous
friend.
Devez avoir une personnelle, une
with
conférence
the one who
personnel.
Gave you the commission.
Dieu, avec celui qui
with the one who called you to that duty that you're trying to walk faithful in.
À ce devoir dans lequel vous essayez de marcher.
He says, hold a conference. That's right.
Tenez une conférence, c'est correct.
When the church gets to a place.
Lorsque l'église atteint l'endroit.
That this one is doing that.
Que celui-ci fait ceci.
And this one's doing something else.
Celui-là fait quelque chose.
And everything is upside down.
Et toute chose est dessus.
Don't quit the church.
Ne quittez pas l'église.
Hold a conference. Have a prayer meeting somewhere.
Ayez une réunion de prière quelque
part. Never let your behavior be governed by the behavior of other people. Never.
Soyez guidé par le comportement d'autres personnes.
You an individual. And when you start finding yourself confused, or things seem upside down to you, what is the Christian procedure? Hold a conference. Have a prayer meeting somewhere. Speak to the rock. Speak to him, the pillar of fire. When the enemy is closing in.
The
sons and daughters of God seem to be caught in a corner. The prophet said it was a trap that God had led them into. Because God wanted to manifest himself. And God wanted to see what was going to manifest in their midst as well at that time. But we need to follow this Christian procedure. Is have a conference with him. And Moses had a conference with God.
Et Moïse a eu une conférence
and
avec
the Lord
Dieu.
Said, why cry? Speak and go forward.
Et il dit, pourquoi crier, parle.
And Moses might have looked and said,
Moïse pouvait regarder,
but how can we overcome these conditions?
Comment est-ce que je peux vaincre cette condition?
Such a mighty army coming
une
against
telle grande
us.
Armée qui vient contre
and
nous.
The Lord might have said in the conference,
et le Seigneur pouvait avoir dit
at
dans
the
la
Red
conférence,
Sea conference, the prophet says,
à la conférence
might
la
have said,
rouge,
Moses,
comme le prophète dit, dit
what
Moïse,
is that to you? Just follow me.
Ah, ne t'inquiète pas, cela, suis-moi.
All we are responsible for is our standing orders.
C'est de, notre ordre des
Do you know what standing orders are?
Savez-vous quel est l'ordre
It's in the army.
C'est dans l'armée.
The definition of standing orders.
La définition de l'ordre
a standing
de marche,
order
l'ordre de marche,
is an order or a rule held to be in force.
C'est une règle ou un ordre qui doit être renforcé
until specifically changed or withdrawn.
Jusqu'à ce que ça soit spécialement changé
so
ou
friends,
retiré.
God doesn't have to tell you and I anything new today.
Okay, Dieu ne peut pas vous dire quelque chose de nouveau.
If we haven't been faithful to what
si
he's already said.
Été fidèle à ce qui a été dit.
We don't need to go back to him again.
Nous ne devons pas retourner.
Lord, what am I supposed to do?
Seigneur, qu'est-ce que je suis censé faire en
nouveau? If there's still standing orders.
Est-ce que c'est toujours le
if
même
he's spoken to you.
Et qu'il avait dit,
if the anointed word has spoken personally
si
to you.
La parole ouinte t'a parlé personnellement.
Down the channel of revelation.
Sur, dans le canal de
if
la révélation,
God has made known to you his
si
thoughts.
Dieu t'a fait connaître ses
or
pensées,
his desire for you at this time.
Ou ses désirs en ce
if
temps-là,
God has somehow communicated
si,
to you
d'une certaine manière, Dieu t'a
his thoughts concerning your condition,
sa pensée concernant ta condition
if he's spoken to you
s'il t'a parlé,
and given you standing orders
t'a donné l'ordre de conduite,
we have no right
nous n'avons aucun
to go back to him
de retourner à
to
lui,
seek a fresh commission
rechercher une nouvelle
to
commission,
seek something different
et rechercher quelque chose
if we haven't yet been faithful
si nous n'avons pas encore
and fulfilled the standing orders
accompli l'ordre
that are still in effect at this time. Friends, what are our standing orders? You look inside of your life. When is the last time God spoke to you? That's the first question. The second question, what have you done about what he said to you? Because he ain't gonna do nothing new for you. And don't expect no new manifestation until you're faithful in the line of duty of your standing orders. If you are doing your utmost
si vous faites tout ce que vous pouvez,
in difficult times,
en temps difficile,
in perilous times,
en temps périlleux,
to walk faithful
d'être,
to your commission,
à votre commission,
while you're dwelling in flesh, this treasure in earthen vessels,
pendant que vous vivez dans la chair, c'est,
but if you are doing your best
mais si vous faites, c'est votre mieux,
as an individual,
en tant qu'individu,
to walk humbly
pour marcher humblement,
in your commission,
dans votre commission,
to fulfill faithfully.
Et accomplir fidèlement
the standing orders that he has communicated to you.
Qu'il vous a communiqué.
Expect a manifestation.
Attendez-vous à
when
une manifestation.
You can go no further.
Vous ne pouvez pas
when the enemy comes in like a flood.
L'ennemi vient comme inondation.
Don't worry yourself with other people.
Ne vous inquiétez pas avec d'autres
don't
personnes.
Govern yourself by the behavior of other people.
Gouverné par les comportements d'autres personnes.
You have a personal obligation.
Vous avez une obligation.
You have personal standing orders.
Vous avez un ordre de
at some time in a believer's life,
qu'à un tel point dans la
God has dealt sovereignly with you.
Dieu a traité souverainement
what
avec
did he say?
Qu'a-t-il dit?
What does he desire of you?
Qu'est-ce qu'il désire de
what
vous?
Does he require of
qu'est-ce qu'il
you?
Vous exige?
The next question, have you fulfilled that requirement?
La
are you doing what is expected of you?
exigence, qu'est-ce que,
friends will never ever meet the expectations of one another. Never. We're wasting time. If we try to live according to the standard that other people set for us, that's not the real measure stick. The measure stick is your standing orders. It's God's desire for you. It's what has He called you for? What has He commissioned you to do? What is the most recent thing that God has been dealing with you about? Where has His anointing been upon? You know it yourself. You read certain parts of the scripture. There's certain parts of the message of the hour. And God quickens it to you at certain times. And there's life in that word. And you can tell God is dealing with me here. Don't run anywhere else. Stay there. Let that minister fully to you. Let that anointed word achieve the fullness of its purpose. Let it change you if it's sent to change you. Let it direct you if that's what it was sent to do. Let it mold you. Let it correct you. Let it rebuke you. Whatever it is. If you want to go to the next stage, be faithful where you are. Finish up the current standing orders. What is your commission? What is heaven's expectation of you personally now? But why seek for manifestation if you're not faithful on that? Because the big things of God are determined by our small conduct, order and doctrine issues, friends. The prophet says it's not the big things we left undone, the big things we do. He says it's these little things that we leave undone. The little fox that spoils the vine. He uses the word the little insignificant. We think it's insignificant. We think it's insignificant. But to show that it's not insignificant in heavenly places, we don't go anywhere. When we don't pay attention to the little insignificant, we just go around in circles in the wilderness like Israel. Friends, back to the standing orders. If you're not sure what they are, it's time for a conference. It's time to go back to Him that gives the commissions and gives the orders. And get a refresher. Get a reminder. Because I don't believe God's going to say anything new to us until we first are faithful to the standing orders that we've got now. The prophet says in Conferences 1960, he says, Moses was perfectly in line of duty of God and also in the line of the scriptures. And the first thing for a man to find out if something's gone wrong in your life, I like that. Because here's something which we can learn. The prophet says, has something gone wrong? Are things not moving the way that they should? He says, the first thing for a man to do to find out if something's went wrong is check himself. Check yourself. Don't check anybody else. Check yourself.
Regardez-vous d'abord.
Firstly, are you in the line of God's word?
Êtes-vous dans la ligne de la parole de Dieu?
Are you fulfilling the word?
Amen. Est-ce que vous accomplissez
la parole? We're all saying
amen. Vous allez tous dire amen.
Can I remind you of Hebrews?
Cela nous rappelle des
Hébreux. Forsake not the assembling of one another together. And more so as the day approaches. That's the word. If you're not going to be faithful on that, why do we expect something big from God? That's a standing order that Paul gave us. It's never been changed. It's never been withdrawn. We have a post of duty in the house of God. Forsake not the assembling of one another together. That's the word. The prophet says, are we living in the line of the word? That's standing orders. If we're not,
Si ce n'est
pas the grace of God, we put that right.
Par la grâce de Dieu, nous
and God moves
cela.
Us on to the next stage after that.
À l'étape suivante.
But you got to make sure, firstly, we're in the
Donc
line of God's word.
D'abord dans la ligne de la parole de Dieu.
He says, then the next thing.
Et la chose suivante.
Are you in the line of duty?
Êtes-vous dans la ligne du devoir?
Following what the Holy Spirit told you to do.
Suivant ce que le Saint-Esprit vous a dit de faire.
Some of us left that in our youth, friends.
Certains
it's sad to say. And it's so easy to get away from it.
C'est triste de le dire.
But when Christ was fresh in your experience. When God's dealings were real with you, when you had vision and purpose in your life, what was God trying to bring you to? What did you have an expectation of at that time?
Friend,
heaven's expectation of you has never changed.
We
change. He doesn't change. His commission never changes. His thoughts and purposes for us never change. Sometimes we need to go back before we can go forward. We need to go back and see, but I've lost it somewhere here. I've lost the momentum. I've lost the vision. I've lost the purpose. I've lost that tenderness. I've lost the unction that I once had. I've lost the burden for his kingdom that I once had. But sometimes we need to go back first and have a conference with him. Like Moses had to do after 40 years. When he had got away from his commission, turned his back on his calling, forgotten the very purpose of his birth. But God hadn't given up on him. God wasn't looking for another prophet in that age.
Dieu ne regardait pas un autre prophète en ces temps-là.
God had one man.
Dieu avait un seul homme
in the vision.
Dans la vision.
And he just needed to get that man back in
Et
the vision.
Et il voulait ramener cet homme
so
dans la
God
vision.
So God called for a conference.
Et si Dieu a appelé une conférence.
It was the burning bush conference.
C'était la conférence.
And God spoke to his runaway prophet.
Et Dieu a parlé à son prophète.
And the anointed word came with nothing new.
La parole ouinte est venue
just to bring him back into his commission
juste
again.
Pour le ramener dans la
just
commission.
To bring him back into the line
juste
of duty.
Pour le ramener dans sa ligne de départ.
That he could fulfill his personal call.
Afin qu'il puisse accomplir
friends,
son
that's
appel
wonderful.
Personnel.
That's what the prophet says, and as I was with Moses,
c'est pourquoi le prophète dit,
he says that greatly encouraged Joshua.
Dit, c'est grand, Josué a encouragé.
When the Lord commissioned Joshua
lorsque Dieu, le Seigneur
and said, Joshua, as I was with Moses, so will I be
dit,
with you.
Comme il était avec, comme j'étais avec
because Moses had failed God.
Parce que c'était les
but God never failed Moses.
Et Dieu n'a jamais
and God says, I'm going to be operating with you, Joshua, the same way that I operated with Moses. Friends, this is an unconditional covenant. But because of our love for him, we want to finish up whatever we've been called in the line of duty to do. But sometimes we need to revisit the simple things, friends. Attendance at prayer meeting. Testifying to our neighbors, to our relatives. Simple things sometimes that God has called us to do. But we take an offense with other things. We allow flesh and blood to knock us out of line of duty. We lose the vision because of the discipline appointments along the way, like John the Baptist did. The prophet says, all you've got to do at that kind of a time, check yourself. Are you in the line of the word? Are you in the line of duty? Speak to the rock. Speak to him. Because it's in the interest of the kingdom of God to give you everything you need to get you back in line. Because the kingdom is suffering when his children aren't in position. God will withhold nothing, the Bible says, from those who have a desire to please him. To those that are walking pleasing to God. Heaven will withhold nothing. But friends, let's not seek for manifestation. Let's seek to do this first. Manifestation takes care of itself. Because every time someone was faithful in the line of duty, there was a manifestation of God. When God needed to manifest himself, when those people came to the end of themselves,
Daniel,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, a situation they couldn't do anything about. They had tried their best. They had come to the end of themselves. Joshua.
Josué.
That's when God came on the scene.
C'est alors que Dieu.
And if you look in your Christian experience,
where
did your testimonies come from?
D'où vient votre témoignage?
Because when you were faithful in the line of duty, when you were testifying to someone and someone got healed, when you were praying for someone and there came an anointing in the closet that you had never had before, it's in the line of duty. That's where he's going to meet you. That's where he met them in the old times. And he doesn't change. He's going to meet us in the line of duty. And if we don't want to be in the line of duty, friends, don't expect to meet him in great ways. Because one is very much conditional on the other. He says, are you in the line of duty? Following what the Holy Spirit told you to do. If that be so, there's only one thing left. That's a conference. That's a conference. Go speak to him.
Allez lui parler.
Why is he not going to speak to you?
Pourquoi est-ce qu'il ne vous parle
if you do your best
si
for him,
vous faites votre mieux,
despite the conditions.
Malgré la condition.
So in this line of duty
si
as well,
dans cette ligne du devoir,
there's another aspect of this as well,
il y a aussi un autre aspect de cela,
which is being in the spirit of the commission.
Être dans l'esprit de la commission.
If you really want God
si vous voulez réellement
to refresh
Dieu,
you,
être frais,
if you want to fresh something in your experience,
si vous voulez quelque chose frais dans votre expérience,
get back into the spirit of the commission as well.
À l'esprit de la commission.
Never let it just be a duty. That you've got to do it. Ah, I may as well do it because I've got to do it. You never get the blessing from that. But when you do things in the spirit of the commission, in the book of Acts, it speaks about Philip. And Philip, he met the angel of the Lord, which is what we want. Which has happened many times in your experience. Though he may not have appeared in a visible form to you. But there's many, many times in your line of duty. Because the scripture says, the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him. There's many times he's done wonderful things for you and me, friends. But you'll find each of those times, we were in a certain condition, walking a certain way. A certain attitude of heart. A certain atmosphere. Because it's the atmosphere that brings the results. And the prophet said it's the attitude of the people that brings the atmosphere. So you had a certain attitude towards the kingdom, towards the sons and daughters of God. There was an atmosphere you were walking in. And friends, the supernatural drops into that atmosphere. That's when you have those kind of experiences. Now Philip meets the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord tells him, go to the road from Gaza. But the story didn't start there. If you go and read at the beginning of the chapter, it says Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ unto them. See what he was walking in. He was an evangelist. He was in his calling. He was being faithful to his commission. He goes down to Samaria. Preaches. Great things were done. Demons were cast out. The sick were healed. People came to Christ. They called Peter and John and they come and lay hands on them and baptize the people. Immediately after that, it says the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. He says, go down. Arise. Go towards the south to the way that goes down from Jerusalem. Friends, one thing leads to another. If he had have sat at home in Jerusalem and said, ah, let those people in Samaria perish, he never would have met the angel of the Lord to commission him to go and preach to the Ethiopian. But because he was faithful in that commission, and friends, the great commission, the prophet said, is our standing orders. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He's never taken those orders back. That's still our standing orders. If we don't know our other standing orders, the particulars and the intricacies of your own commission, that's okay. We know enough to at least get started. Go into all the world. That includes Dublin. Balbriggan, Blanchardstown. Go and preach the gospel to every creature. And then you find from there now, if you're faithful in that, watch the angel of the Lord come your way, commission you to something further. Because you've been faithful in the line of duty. He who's faithful in little things, greater things will be entrusted to him. But that was the standing orders that he followed. What about Eliezer of Damascus? I believe that was the greatest time of fellowship that he ever had with Abraham. Abraham had never unveiled the mysteries of redemption in that day to Eliezer the way that he did in chapter 24. When Abraham called Eliezer and gave him a fresh commission, he'd been found faithful. But now Abraham communicates the deep things of his heart to Eliezer. He says, "My son, this is the one. The bloodline is coming through. This is the child of promise. But he needs a bride suitable for him." And as soon as Eliezer allowed Abraham to minister him into that channel, and he was in the spirit of his commission, Eliezer, he was very prayerful. He didn't speak about himself. He wasn't trying to make himself something the prophet said. He was a model servant. But when he was faithful in that line of duty, Abraham says, "He'll send his angel before you." And then Eliezer testifies, when the supernatural unfolds itself in the natural events at the well, what does Eliezer testify? "I being in the way, the Lord led me." He was in the way. He was in the line of duty. He can expect supernatural leadership. He can expect supernatural protection. With camels laden with riches coming through the deserts, he'll send his angel before you. Not when you're doing your own business. No. Not when you're trying to build up your own kingdom. There's no promise for that. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's the principles of the word. So the next question comes: are we in the way? Are you in the way that he's called you to be in? Are you in the line of duty? Are you in the way of your commission? Are you in the way of your calling? And it's pretty quiet in here. So let's have a conference. I think the best thing, let's have a conference. Because every one of us want to be in the way. Because that's when he leads us. That's when things are fresh. That time the prophet's going for breakfast with his baby and his sister Mida in the campaign. And then the angel of the Lord speaks to him. "Turn here. Go down to Miller's cafeteria." And he gets there at 9 o'clock and he goes in the basement. There's that other lady praying, and her husband was there. He couldn't get in the prayer line. And his heart had broken through his diaphragm. He was given up to die. And she had prayed all night, she says, and had a dream. And the angel of the Lord told her, "Go down to Miller's cafeteria at 9 o'clock. And then the prophet prays from the man says, "I haven't felt like this since I was a young boy." The prophet has got his prunes. He's about to eat his breakfast. The Spirit of the Lord picks him up again. Sister Mida says, "Aren't you going to eat?" He says, "No. He has more that he wants me to do." He goes outside the street, on the street. There's a certain lady there. She starts crying. And she comes up to him and falls at his feet. He picks up, says, "Tell me your story." He says, I've been given up, whatever it was, cancer, whatever.
J'avais abandonné.
I tried to get in the prayer line. I couldn't get in. But last night I was praying. And the Lord told me, go and stand outside Miller's cafeteria at 10 past 9. The prophet says, I looked at my watch. It was on the dot. What was happening? I being in the way. The Lord is leading me. Whenever he comes, something good is going to happen. And then he continues on from there. He hasn't yet had his breakfast. Goes down the street, sends Sister Mida to the hotel. The Lord tells him, stop by the corner. He starts looking at the fishing tackle in the window. The Lord says, cross the street. He crosses the street. There's the old Irish policeman blowing his whistle, directing the traffic. Here comes a young lady, walks past him. Brother Branham felt, this is the lady. But she walked right past without seeing Brother Branham. And the prophet says, maybe something took place that I didn't know. Then the lady turns around, beats herself, says, oh, Brother Branham. Comes to him and tells the story. She was from Canada. She had run out of money following him in the meetings. She had slept in the lobby of the hotel the night before. And she only had 10 cents left and she bought a cup of coffee. For breakfast. Now she was going to go and hitchhike back to Canada. And when she was walking, something said to turn down the street. And she being in the way, the Lord led her. And then she meets the prophet. And there's a prayer line on the street. And there's the Irish policeman. I know you, Brother Branham. And Branham says they were lining the people up for prayer before breakfast. It was a wonderful sort of a life to live, I'm sure. But it needs a certain atmosphere. It needs a certain priority of the kingdom above any other priority inside of our lives. And then you find the angel leading his prophet, and the angel leading the people. And those two things coming together and something good taking place. And friends, it's going to happen every time. The prophet speaking about Brother Banks Woods. When the spoken word first came, when the little fishy got his life back. Friends, there's always something behind it. There's always something that led up to it. It didn't just happen out of the blue. He says, there's Banks Woods. I was sitting with him and his brother Lyle in the boat fishing. And Brother Banks said about some old sister that used to feed them homemade bread and butter. She belonged to the Church of God.
Elle appartient à l'Église des Dieux.
So in their youth, these were Jehovah's Witness boys, Lyle and Van Groot. There was an old lady that used to testify to them. Maybe trying to bring them out of their Jehovah's Witness doctrine. And she used to make them bread and butter and maybe make friends with them and tell them about Jesus, whatever that it was that she was doing. But she left some sort of an impact in their life.
Elle a laissé un certain impact dans leur vie.
Now Banks Woods gets saved. Now Lyle Woods gets saved. We know how it was done.
Nous savons comment est-ce que ça a été.
And they're sitting in the boat.
Ils étaient en
train. And imagine how simple it was.
Imaginez combien c'était simple.
Banks just says to Lyle.
Banks a dit,
Lyle.
Lyle.
We ought to go up and tell her that we got saved.
Nous devons aller lui dire que nous sommes sauvés.
And that pleased God.
Et cela a plu à Dieu.
That pleased God, friends.
Cela a plu à Dieu.
The prophet says, you know,
there's
just certain things we can say
il y a juste une certaine chose
that
que nous
take
pouvons
a hold with the Holy Spirit.
Et saisir le Saint-Esprit.
There was an atmosphere.
Il y avait une atmosphère.
There was gratitude
il y avait une
that they were saved.
Qu'ils étaient sauvés.
They were speaking the right things.
Ils parlaient la chose correcte.
Maybe God at that time.
Dieu en ces temps-là.
Maybe his heart was in a certain
dans son cœur,
direction.
Dans une certaine direction.
And Banks just taps into that inspiration as well.
Et Banks,
he moves into harmony
et entre en harmonie
with how God is feeling at that time.
De la façon dont Dieu ressent ce
and maybe they can feel there's something going on here.
Sentir qu'il y a quelque chose en
and he just says it's so simple.
Et dit quelque chose
aussi. We should go and tell that woman we got saved.
Aller dire à cette femme que nous
friends,
sommes
it
sauvés.
Starts off that simple.
Ça commence si
it
simple.
Starts off as simple as saying,
ça commence si simple.
I'm going to go today after work.
Dis, je veux aller aujourd'hui après
and
le
I'm going
to
speak to my neighbor.
Je veux parler à mon voisin.
That one has been so nice to
c'est
me.
Lui là est si bon.
She's invited me to come to her house.
Elle m'a invité
I'm going to tell her about Jesus.
Je vais lui dire à propos
friends,
de
it starts off like that.
Et ça commence ainsi.
And it can finish with a spoken word. It can finish with the resurrection of a little life.
Avec la
or even something greater, eternal life coming to the soul of a person. But it starts off with a desire.
It
starts off in a line of duty. It starts off when you get in the spirit of your commission. That there's a feeling in it. That you're following a certain leading and you don't know where it's going to go. He says there's just certain things we can say. That pleases him just right. And when we say those things,
disons,
friends, is that not the source of many troubles we all have?
N'est-ce pas la source de beaucoup de troubles?
The things we say
les choses que nous disons,
that don't please him.
Qu'il lui plaît.
Pleases the flesh.
Ça plaît
it pleases chair, our neighbors sometimes.
Nos voisins,
but it doesn't please him.
Mais ça ne lui plaît pas.
And that's why there's no more manifestation. We have emotion, but no manifestation.
Dans la manifestation normale, nous avons des émotions, mais pas la manifestation.
But if you think back to when there was manifestation in your life, it was when you had this kind of a simplicity. When your heart was focused in this kind of a way. When you are faithful to this kind of a commission and a calling. Testimonies were never far away. He would speak to you in dreams of the night. He would direct your footsteps wherever you would go. He would take care of your business. I have so many testimonies I could tell about at work of how the Lord has spoken to me in dreams and warned me of things at work. It's because many times you're at work, you're so tired because you come to church on a Wednesday in Dublin. You've got to work on a Thursday, you're so tired. You can make mistakes. Sometimes you don't fulfill your duties the way that you're supposed to. But he said, if you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. And friends, he's so faithful. He's so good. The way he looks after your natural affairs. So many times, I could give multitudes of examples. And brothers here, I could do the same. Brother Will was telling me some the other day. Just be faithful in the line of duty. Just seek first his kingdom. Put your commission first. Don't worry about other people. Listen to genuine people. Yes, they're going to help you. Constructive criticism is good for you. It makes a good product, the prophet says. We welcome constructive criticism. Friends, it's a good thing. The flesh doesn't like it. But the soul sure does. Once we get in conference with God and we get ourselves in the right atmosphere and we start to meditate upon that constructive criticism, it helps us. When you start looking in the reflection of the word and looking in the reflection of faithful counsel that's been given to us, it helps us to see things that we didn't see ourselves. And friends, we need that. Every one of us needs that. It makes a good product.
Un bon produit.
But don't be governed by other people. Be governed by your commission. In the simplicity and the humility of your call before the Lord. And you'll say the right thing. And he'll come on the scene. You know what it's like. You'll just be with some believers there. The conversation's just about Apple and Samsung and those kind of things. Which doesn't bring the angel of the Lord on the scene. But then somebody will say the right thing. And the atmosphere will change.
Et l'atmosphère va changer.
And now it becomes virtuous.
Et maintenant ça devient une vertu.
Now it becomes unto edification.
Ça devient une édification.
Now it becomes something that the genuine people there do want to go home.
Que les gens véritables ne veulent
pas. Or when you go from that place, you want to go and pray somewhere. And when you wake up the next day, you're saying, if only we can have more fellowship like that. That's the spirit of the commission. That's being faithful in the line of duty. That's not just fulfilling a duty for the sake of fulfilling a duty. But you're in the spirit of what you're doing. And you say the right thing. And there's an atmosphere that's there. And the blessing falls in the atmosphere. And something's going to take place. Because whenever he comes, something good happens, friends. Something good takes place. But he's got to come where he's welcome.
Mais il doit venir là où
the prophet says they were speaking of him on the way to Emmaus. He drew near. And he says every time he'll do the same.
Chaque fois,
just speak of him.
Parlez de lui,
and watch how he draws near.
Et voyez comment
but when we speak of one another,
vous parlez
when we gossip and criticize,
et vous,
when our conversation has no practical purpose at all.
Nos conversations n'ont pas de but pratique.
Because for me to criticize Brother Jose and he's not there, how's it going to help Brother Jose?
Pour moi de critiquer le Jose quand il n'est pas dans la maison, ça ne va pas aider.
Doesn't make sense.
Et ça n'a pas
but if I could rather get in the spirit of the commission,
si je peux entrer dans l'esprit
and go and sit with him and say, Brother Jose,
avec lui, dire,
let's have some fellowship together.
Pouvons-nous
and I'm in prayer and I'm asking the Lord to open the way.
Et j'ai demandé à ce que
and the atmosphere is right. And then I speak to him of what's on my heart. There's a reconciliation. Edify is the body. It brings reconciliation.
Friends,
that's the line of duty.
Ça, c'est la ligne du
devoir. The prophet says if someone's done something to you, don't talk about it.
Chose, go vous a to fait them. Quelque chose, n'allez pas en parler.
That's the line of duty.
Ça, c'est la ligne
and
du
God
devoir.
Will bless that every single
Dieu
time.
Bénir
you do it in the spirit of the commission.
Vous
he's going to bless it every time.
Dieu va le bénir chaque fois.
What about Abraham at Mount Moriah?
Sur les Mont Moriah?
If you want to know a man who was in the spirit of the commission,
voici un homme dans l'esprit de la commission.
There was the spoken word. There was Jehovah Jireh, the manifestation of Jehovah Jireh. But let's backtrack a little bit from the manifestation. And let's see the standing orders that are given to this man.
Abraham,
go sacrifice your son.
Sacrifie ton fils.
Your only son that you love, Isaac.
Le seul fils
that que wasn't tu easy, friends.
Ça, ce n'était pas facile,
those standing orders were not easy.
D'ordre n'était pas facile.
And he doesn't do it grudgingly.
Et il ne le fait pas graduellement.
He takes his young men.
Il prend son jeune homme,
tells him to wait at the foot of the mountain.
Lui dit d'attendre au pied
he
de la
says,
montagne.
You wait here.
Dit, tu attends ici.
I and the young lad.
Je vais aller.
We'll go and worship.
Adorer.
Friends, it was in the spirit of worship.
Il était dans l'esprit de
l'adoration. He was in the spirit of worship.
Il était dans l'esprit de l'adoration.
Though the commission was hard at that time.
Même si la commission était dure.
Though the standing orders, he may not have understood them.
Parfois, peut-être qu'il n'avait pas compris.
We don't have to understand them, friends.
Nous n'avons pas besoin de comprendre.
But when we sense by revelation.
Nous sommes envoyés par la
when we sense by conference with God, like Abraham did,
that
this is important to Jehovah. This is important to Jehovah. Abraham could feel it in himself. This was something, I don't understand what's taking place. He didn't even know where to go. The Lord said, go, I'll show you the place. But God knew the place. And God's heart was set on Mount Moriah because Mount Moriah spoke of so much. And Abraham now walking in the line of duty.
Sur la ligne du devoir,
he gets in the spirit of the commission.
Il entre dans l'esprit la commission.
And Abraham becomes God.
Et Abraham devient Dieu.
And Isaac becomes Christ.
Isaac devient Christ.
That's fulfilling a commission, friends.
Ça, c'est accomplir la commission.
You can expect now. When the atmosphere is like that,
avec une telle atmosphère,
when Abraham must have felt like things were falling apart
si
spiritually,
the
air must have been so powerfully anointed.
Il pouvait avoir, être assez
because Jehovah was looking to Calvary at that time.
Au Calvaire en ce temps-là.
And God was playing it out before time.
Et Dieu était en train de rejouer
and
cela avant
God had
temps.
Such a depth of a redemptive feeling
et
for what was being done.
Ce qui était fait.
And Abraham moved into that channel and says, I don't know what's going on here. But this isn't just a normal service. This isn't just normal prayer meeting. Something's taking place here. I've moved into a certain place here that I've never been before. How do we know? Because when the prophet was in the woods that day, and that anointing came down and said, speak. He said, I'd never felt an anointing like that. It was a super anointing. And Abraham is in this place and I don't understand why I'm here. But I'm just going to walk obedient to the Lord. I'm just going to be faithful in this. I can sense this is important to Jehovah. I'm going to do this with all my heart. And he doesn't even know. His son says to him, Father, here's the wood, here's the fire, where's the lamb? He doesn't know that he's saying the spoken word. He just speaks like Joshua did. God shall provide for himself a lamb.
Dieu va hey.
And down the way there comes a manifestation.
Et le long du chemin, voici la manifestation.
And Abraham has a need.
Et Abraham avait besoin.
Because God is a type.
Dieu est le type.
Abraham only is going to be allowed to go so far.
Abraham n'était permis que d'aller à un certain.
Then the angel's going to catch his hand and say, Abraham, oh, no, 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 no. That's as far as you're allowed to go in this time. But to fulfill the commission, go and get that ram. Sacrifice him on the altar. Why was Abraham not allowed to go all the way? Because that realm of redemption is reserved for God himself. Because God went all the way on Calvary. But Abraham wasn't allowed to go all the way. It was just a sacrifice. But he was in the spirit of the commission. He was walking. It wasn't easy what he was asked to do. To go and sacrifice your son. Friends. It's not an easy thing.
C'est pas une chose facile.
And I'm going to tell you one thing.
Je vais vous dire
before une chose. You get to the end of your commission and me, God's going to ask us to do things that aren't going to be easy for us as well. And if you're faithful in that, expect a manifestation. Expect something to take place. But there's always something that leads up to it, friends. Always something leads up to these things. They don't just drop.
Ça ne tombe pas simplement.
On the head of chicken licken.
But
like the sky fell on his on her head. That's a book. That's
comme
a nursery tale.
Tombe,
God's
ça,
blessings. They come in a certain atmosphere.
Dans une certaine atmosphère.
They come after a certain walk has been walked.
Après une
or a certain talk has been talked.
Ou après une
there's a certain something that brings him on the scene.
Quelque chose qui l'amène
and then
sur
the blessing comes down.
Et alors la pression, la bénédiction descend.
Now we'll just get a little bit further on before we close
continuons
here.
Aller un peu, encore un peu plus loin
the prophet speaking in Look Away to Jesus.
Les
that's
dit,
where I got the whole message from us, from that message. The prophet speaking of the third pool.
Le prophète parle du troisième pôle.
He says there was another one that puzzled me, another scripture.
Il y avait un autre qui m'a ému.
It was when Moses could tell God a better way. That's the scripture we read in the beginning.
Lorsque Moïse pouvait dire à Dieu la bonne façon.
When Moses said the people will say your God could bring you out but he couldn't take you in.
Lorsque Moïse a dit que les gens vont dire que tu as fait sortir ces gens mais tu pouvais pas les faire.
Moses threw himself in the breach.
Et Moïse s'est placé dans la brèche.
The prophet says
dit,
I later found out
plus tard j'ai trouvé,
that was Christ in Moses.
C'était Christ en Moïse,
standing for the people.
Yeah.
That's another place you can expect a manifestation. The first thing is in the line of duty. The second one is in the place of intercession. If you want the real blessing, get in the spirit of intercession. Make intercession for the transgressors and see how God will bless you inside of your life. You'll find it with Abraham. We spoke of it last week. Here came Jehovah. Here came Elohim in flesh. And Abraham, he realized, I have an access to God. At this time, there's a certain channels opened up to me. There's this conference going on. Jehovah's unveiling to me the mysteries of this age. I've heard the cry of Sodom. I'm going to go down and see. And God is telling Abraham these deep things about his age that he's living in. And Abraham realizing this channel has been opened to him. He doesn't use it selfishly, friends. He moves into the spirit of intercession. And he starts making intercession for Lot and his family. Down there in Sodom. And friends, that was the spirit of Christ in Abraham. Because the spirit of intercession to stand in the breach, it's always the spirit of Christ. You cannot generally stand in the breach in the right spirit and not be the spirit of Christ. It's the spirit of Christ. He's the only one qualified to stand in the breach. He's the only one. And Abraham stands in the breach and starts making intercession. Imagine all the things Lot's done to him. Imagine all the trouble he's had with Lot and Mrs.
Lot.
I love that about Abraham. He could move into that place and be moved by the Spirit of Christ. And instead of speaking about Lot, instead of speaking about Mrs.
Lot,
he speaks to the right person.
Il parle à la bonne,
he has the ear of Jehovah.
Et il a
there's an anointing that's there. There's an atmosphere. There's
a
reality in the prayer closet that day, friends. And he's going to make full use of it.
Et il
and he starts interceding from 50 people, 40, 30, 20, 10. Then he feels checked in himself. Jehovah is going to say, it's enough.
Don't
push me too far. And the Bible says,
et la Bible dit,
and when the Lord destroyed Sodom,
a détruit Sodom,
he remembered Abraham.
Il a, il s'est souvenu
and he delivered Lot.
Et il a délivré Lot.
If you want to bring the blessing in your
si
life,
vous voulez amener la bénédiction
start
dans votre
making
vie,
intercession for your lost relatives.
Pour votre
start making intercession for your wayward brothers and sisters.
Vos frères et vos sœurs.
Move into the channel of intercession for the spiritual
mettez-vous
condition
dans
of the church.
Le canal de l'intercession.
And it's not going to take long.
Ça ne va pas prendre
long. You're going to be back in a place that you haven't been for a long time. Because that
été
pleases Jehovah. Because you're playing the part
parce
of Christ.
Tu joues ta part de Christ.
You've moved into the breach.
Et tu t'es mu dans la
you're playing the part of Christ.
Et tu joues la
and
part
that's exactly
Christ.
What happened with Moses
et
as well. We read the scripture.
Avec Moïse, nous avons
when we saw the Bible says, Paul says, behold,
la Bible dit, voici,
the goodness.
La
and the severity of God.
Et la sévérité des dieux.
There's those two aspects of God.
Deux aspects des dieux.
There's God as the judge.
Il y a Dieu en tant que juge.
The lion.
Le lion.
There's God as the lamb.
Et il y a Dieu en tant
the
que
intercessor.
L'agneau, l'intercesseur.
And here God is on Mount Sinai.
Et ici, Dieu est sur
and the people have made a golden calf.
Et les gens ont fait un veau d'or.
And Moses feels God's anger kindled against him.
Moïse the Bible pouvait sentir la colère de Dieu contre lui.
He can feel this. The wrath of God waxes hot. The Bible says.
Dans ses pensées.
And Abraham's in the breach.
Et
I mean, Moses is in the breach.
Moïse est dans la brèche.
Moses is in the Shekinah glory.
Moïse est dans la gloire des
he's in a privileged place, friends.
Il y a un endroit privilégié
he's d'abord. Been admitted to a place
étant
in that age that nobody else can get to.
Et
but he's going to use that position.
Il allait utiliser cette position
on behalf of his fallen brethren.
Pour ses frères déchus.
And Abraham, now the prophet says, I never understood. How could Moses, give God a better idea?
Comment est-ce que Moïse pouvait donner à Dieu une bonne idée?
The critic doesn't understand that scripture.
Le critique ne comprend pas
they say, what kind of a God is this?
Quel genre de
that
Dieu
Moses est-ce can make him repent.
Moïse peut
it wasn't.
Faire repentir.
It was Christ.
C'était Christ.
It was God manifesting
c'était
himself as the
Dieu
judge.
Manifestant
and then God manifesting himself as Christ
Dieu
in Moses.
En tant que Christ
and the intercession of Christ overcame the attribute of judgment in that age. And he's the same in this age, friends. Why has he given you the privileged position that he has? Just so we can show everybody as much as we know. No. God doesn't give us a message for that. If you want to see the real blessing of God, use your privileged position and stand in the gap and make intercession for the transgressors. Think of your brothers and your sisters, your uncles and your aunts. Think of your workmates. Think of the burning of Sodom that's at hand. Get in the spirit of the commission.
Amen.
And say, Jesus, what can I do for you?
Jesus,
and be in the way like Eliezer.
Moi, étant dans la
Eliezer never had greater fellowship.
Eliezer n'a jamais
never saw more real the leadership of the angel of the Lord. Then at that time when he was hunting the bride. And I don't think that God will bless us more either. If we get out there hunting for the bride, get ourselves in that channel, you will see the leadership of the Lord. And when your brethren do you evil or do you wrong, or people are worshipping idols right in the church, the pop stars, the Hollywood idols, all that, it's easy to behold the severity of God. But sometimes behold the goodness of God. Instead of just the severity, what about making intercession? What about getting a burden upon yourself and praying for those people? Making intercession on behalf of the transgressors. That was Christ in Moses.
Ça, c'était Christ dans Moïse.
Moses didn't realize that was the spoken word.
Moïse n'a pas réalisé,
that wasn't Moses himself speaking. He thought it was him in prayer, but it was Christ speaking in Moses. Christ speaking to the pillar of fire. The same Christ that was hanging on the cross and saying, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. It's the same Christ, but speaking through different lips. How wonderful if he could speak through you on my lips at this time in that kind of a way. Imagine the atmosphere when we came here on a Sunday, friends. Or when we come on a prayer meeting. Imagine the blessing. Imagine the manifestation that there could be. If each of us could get back in that line of duty. Back in the spirit of the commission. Remember why we're here. Why we've been given this privileged access to the Most High. And use it the way that these people used it in the age.
Ces gens l'ont utilisé.
Just coming to a close, we'll take the prophet uses that example of Moses.
Les prophètes utilisent cet exemple de Moïse.
And he uses another one.
Et il utilise un autre.
He speaks of the time that Sister Mida.
Il parle de ce temps.
This is another time the third pool came. So we need to understand why did the third pool come? When Sister Mida had the tumor.
Lorsque la sœur Mida.
And the prophet spoke, and the tumor went out of existence.
Et la tumeur.
Let's backtrack before that. Let's try to understand what brought that about. What caused that? Atmosphere. The prophet says, one day, I came in, and she, Sister Mida, has had to raise these children by herself. Me gone in the ministry. Not many women would put up with that, you know.
Pas beaucoup de femmes pouvaient le faire.
Friends, it's not easy.
Even
pas being
facile.
In the bride in the end time. There's pressure, friends.
Une épouse,
for you to say to the children, we're not having a television. And to stand faithful to that.
Aux enfants que
there's
going to
be pressure.
There's
going to be pressure. The pressures of the end time.
La pression
when the youth want to start dressing like the world and acting like the world in your house.
S'habiller comme le monde dans votre maison.
It's going to need grace, friends.
Il faut la grâce.
Because sometimes the pressure is going to build.
C'est parfois la pression.
If you in ministry, you understand. There's a lot of pressure from ministry.
Vous allez comprendre qu'il y a beaucoup de
sometimes you can come from work and not have a minute for yourself.
Du travail,
and the children can be crying and your wife wants fellowship as well. But there's a lot of things to be done. Like Brother Ram saying, it builds pressure. And Sister Mida, the pressure started to get to her. The pressure started to get to her. He says, and I came in. And she said something or the other. It wasn't a good day. And he says, we've got Joseph back there. He sure is a boy. We've got two boys. And they can sure be boys as well. And you've got them in your house. And you understand what it's like. And he helped put some of that gray hair on his mother's head. You know why I like this quote? Because people like, I like Brother Barry that time when he put that quote. It says, ministers' homes aren't perfect, and neither is yours. And neither was the prophet's. Friends, there can be pressure. Sometimes those children can put gray hairs on the parents.
Les enfants peuvent mettre les cheveux.
And it's so easy to know all the theory.
Et ce n'est pas si facile, c'est la théorie.
Other people will tell you all the theory how to raise your children. Brother Branham said, do this. The Bible says, do this. Yeah, okay. Interesting. It's good. Thanks for that. We'll try our best. But the prophet says it put gray hairs on his mother. So sometimes there's going to be some gray hairs because of these precious friends. But it depends on how we're going to handle these situations. He says, and he had done something real bad. And she said to me,
Bill,
give him a licking. Give him a hiding. And I said, I just ain't got the nerve. Pharaoh says no. The mother says, give him a hiding. He's been naughty the whole day. Don't you know what the Bible says? Pharaoh says, I just don't have the nerve. He was a man. He had compassion as well. Friends, he wasn't there most of the time. Didn't want to just walk in there and straight, the children saying, Moses is back again. Didn't want it to be like that. He says, I just ain't got the nerve. And she said, yes, if you had to put up with it. And she slammed the door in my face. Some brothers are laughing. I won't say who. They can obviously associate themselves in this quote somehow. Some brothers have been there. Listen what the prophet says. Well, I thought that's all right. Poor little fellow didn't mean that. And I went in and I to wash, went out to wash my car.
Ah, je suis sorti pour nettoyer ma
and
voiture.
When I got out there,
et lorsque je suis sorti là,
the Holy Spirit didn't like that.
Le Saint-Esprit n'aurait pas aimé cela.
You can think you get away with it sometimes,
friends. Mais pensez que vous allez vous en débarrasser.
But the Holy Ghost doesn't like it.
Le Saint-Esprit ne l'aime pas.
When we speak the way we do many times.
Lorsque nous parlons la façon dont nous le faisons.
And the Lord had an issue now.
Et il a,
Brother
il
Ram said, "That's okay."
Branham dit, "C'était okay."
But he had an office. He was a prophet. He had the highest office in the age.
Il avait le,
and
le
God demands respect for his prophets. The Bible says. God demands respect.
Dieu lui doit,
he says, if you don't respect a man, respect the office that he holds.
Quand vous respectez l'homme, vous respectez le, l'office qu'il a.
And she speaks evil.
Et elle parle.
Slams the door.
Elle, elle claque la porte.
And the Holy Spirit said, go.
Saint-Esprit dit,
tell her.
Dis-lui.
He gets the scripture wrong. But to go and read Numbers chapter 12.
Va lire Nombre chapitre 12.
He says, I didn't at first.
Je ne l'ai pas fait.
I thought I might have imagined it.
J'ai pensé que j'avais
imaginé. I just kept on washing.
Et j'ai continué
and
à
I said, go and tell her to read this.
Va et dis-lui de lire ceci.
Let's read Numbers 12.
Lisons Nombre, we'll finish on this thought. Chapitre 12. Nous allons finir
Numbers 12. This is what the prophet was told to read to Sister Meter at that time.
C'est ce que on l'avait dit au prophète de lire à Meda.
Verse 1.
Le verset 1.
And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses. Because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. It was issues of marriage and divorce.
C'était un problème de
mariage. They didn't agree with what Moses had done.
N'étaient pas d'accord avec ce que Moïse
and
a
they
fait.
Spoke against Moses.
Ils ont parlé contre Moïse.
And they said, verse 2.
Verset 2.
Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. You see? If you bring it down to ourselves now,
si nous les ramenons à nous,
we all have our own situations like
avons
that.
Chacun nos situations dans la vie.
Sometimes the wife thinks she knows more than the husband,
parfois
wants to take his position.
Qu'elle connaît beaucoup que
they wanted to take Moses' position. God also speaks to us. We're just as spiritual as him.
Nous sommes aussi spirituels.
That's what they were saying.
C'est ce qu'ils disaient.
Oh, he went and he married that Ethiopian woman.
Il est allé épouser à cette Éthiopienne.
And they spoke against it.
Ils
there was a way they should have handled it that they
il
didn't.
Y avait une certaine façon
but they spoke against it and God heard them.
Ils ont parlé contre Dieu.
Same like Sister Meda, there was a way to handle that situation,
Meda,
friends.
Y avait une certaine façon
but she got all emotional and the pressure and she slammed the door in his face and God heard it. God didn't like it.
Et Dieu ne l'a pas apprécié.
Now it says verse 3, now the man Moses was very meek. Above all the men which are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam. Come out, you three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud. Now, we can sometimes say the right thing and bring him down.
Parfois nous pouvons parler une chose correcte et le faire descendre.
But sometimes we say the wrong thing and we bring him down.
Et parfois nous disons la chose
and it comes down in a different way this time, friends.
Il descend.
There's going to be a different kind of a manifestation this time.
Il y aura une certaine, une autre façon.
He's coming down with anger.
Il descend.
He's coming down to judge.
Il vient pour juger.
And he called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And then he starts to explain about how God dealt with Moses. And it says verse 9. And the cloud, verse 9, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, both Aaron and Miriam. And he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. So she obviously had more blame here. Because he hasn't yet smitten Aaron. And if you read the next verse, you see Aaron went and repented quickly.
Et si vous lisez le verset suivant,
look what he says, the next verse, Aaron. Verse 11, and Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. And what does Aaron do? He starts to make intercession.
Et Aaron a commencé à faire intercession.
But she's been smitten with leprosy.
Elle était frappée de lèpre.
And then Moses now,
because
he has access,
il avait accès,
he steps into the breach.
Il entre dans la brèche.
And when he steps into the spirit of intercession now,
although
they're the ones that have sinned against him,
si c'est eux qui ont
can you see how
lui,
these things work, friends?
Voyez comment ces
they've
choses,
just been speaking and laughing at him.
Ils ont parlé, ils se sont moqués de lui.
And then God gives him access, Moses now.
Et Dieu lui donne accès maintenant.
And the Spirit of Christ comes into the man
et
and the man steps into the breach on behalf of Miriam.
L'Esprit de Christ entre dans l'intercession pour Miriam.
In verse 13,
le verset 30,
and Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, oh God, I beseech thee. And God says, put out the camp, and then he allows her back, and he heals her.
Et, Dieu la guérit.
So the prophet shows that to Sister Mida.
Le prophète montre
he says, I went in and I got the Bible and I read it.
Je suis allé, j'ai pris la Bible et je l'ai lu.
It was where Miriam, the prophetess,
c'était
she was a spiritual
Miriam,
woman,
elle était une femme,
made fun of her brother Moses for marrying an Ethiopian girl.
Pour avoir épousé une
and
fille
God
Ethiopian.
Didn't like it.
Dieu ne l'a pas aimé.
And he said it had been better that her father spit in her face than for her to do this.
Mieux si le père pouvait jeter la salive.
So Miriam broke out with leprosy.
Et Marie était frappée de.
And Aaron came to his brother and said, "She's dying with leprosy." So
Moïse
ran in to intercede for her at the altar.
Et a intercédé en sa faveur.
And when he did,
et lorsqu'il a fait,
the pillar of fire came down.
La colonne de feu descendue.
Friends, that's wonderful.
Amis,
don't you want to bring him down like that?
Pas le faire
just get in the spirit of intercession.
Dans
even if someone's done you evil,
même si quelqu'un vous a
even if they've
mal,
spoken wrong
même
against
s'il a parlé
you,
du mal contre vous,
and then you can see, no. The Lord's not happy with this.
Le Seigneur
get
n'est
into the spirit of intercession.
Entrez dans l'esprit l'intercession.
And watch how the blessing comes
voyez
forth.
Comment la bénédiction
so the prophet obviously reads that to Sister Mida. But the prophet
Mida.
Sees himself there as well. Because he's a prophet like unto Moses.
Parce qu'il était prophète
he's
comme
been
Moïse.
Given two signs.
Il a
he's met the Lord on the mountain when the cloud comes down.
Comme Moïse
so he knows. He's spoken and things have come into existence.
Parlé et les choses sont venues à l'existence.
He says, I saw that and I ran in.
J'ai vu et j'ai couru.
She had shut herself up.
Elle s'était enfermée.
And I told you, you know that I love you.
Et je lui ai dit, tu sais
but
que je
God
t'aime.
Didn't like that.
Mais Dieu n'a pas apprécié
you
cela.
Oughtn't to have said that.
Tu ne devrais pas dire
and ainsi. Immediately after that,
immédiatement après cela,
she took a trouble in her side.
Elle avait du trouble dans son côté.
So we took her to the doctor.
She
had a tumor on the left ovary.
Elle avait une tumeur.
I had seen it 14, 15 years before.
Je l'avais vu 14 ou 15 ans avant.
And then the prophet says, we know how the story goes, the tumor gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Nous savons l'histoire.
And finally she's down in Tucson, she has to go for the final examination before the operation.
À Tucson, devrait
and the prophet is left on his own in his house.
Le prophète était resté seul
and he said, it was so lonely.
Il était si seul.
He says, because I'd lost a wife
parce
once
que j'ai
before.
Perdu une femme auparavant.
He says, and I knelt down by that ottoman.
Et je me suis agenouillé.
And I started to pray for
et
her.
J'ai commencé à prier pour
and
elle.
I said, Lord,
et j'ai dit, Seigneur,
she didn't mean what she did
elle
that morning.
Ne voulait pas
she didn't mean
fait.
That.
Elle ne voulait pas faire
I said, Lord, not one time has she ever said one word of me going to
même
the meetings.
Pas une seule fois, elle a dit une parole contre moi.
Sometimes for months at a time.
Des mois,
she never opened her mouth.
Elle n'a jamais ouvert sa
she
bouche.
Sent my clothes to the cleaners.
Elle envoie mes habits pour être
got everything ready for the meeting.
Tout est prêt. Elle arrange tout pour la réunion.
I said she's had to be cut open three times by cesarean.
Parfois, elle a été coupée trois fois par cesarean.
Says Lord,
dit, Seigneur,
I hate to see you have to do that again.
Je déteste voir que tu fasses là
and just then I heard something in the room.
Il dit, j'ai entendu, j'ai senti
it was the same pillar of fire that came to Moses when he prayed for Miriam, friends.
Moïse,
and she was smitten with leprosy.
Et elle était frappée,
it was the same pillar of fire that came down.
Feu,
and it will be the same pillar of fire when you and I make intercession
feu,
for their transgressors as well.
Faire l'intercession.
And then I heard something in the room.
And
I looked up and a voice said, stand up. Now whatever you say,
chaque fois que tu dis,
that's the way that it'll be.
Et ça, c'est ainsi que le
and I waited just a minute.
J'ai attendu une minute.
And I said, before the doctor's hand shall touch her,
avant que la main du docteur
the hand of God shall take the tumor away.
La main de Dieu
won't even be found. And she goes the next day, gets
et
on the examination bon. Couch,
elle était sur le
puts on the gown,
examen, et elle était
and as the doctor's dos, about to touch to see where it is,
alors que les docteurs étaient
she
sur
feels
le
something cool and,
elle sent quelque chose venir.
And the doctor feels and says,
et le docteur,
is this the side?
Est-ce que c'est ça le
is this the, checks the x-rays.
Est-ce que she didn't have le rayon X.
But friends, every single one of these times,
chacun de
have a look at what it took place before there was a manifestation, friends.
Ce qui se passe avant la manifestation.
It takes the Spirit of Christ.
Il faut l'esprit de Christ.
It takes someone in the breach.
Quelqu'un dans la
it takes someone bearing the wrongs of
quelqu'un,
other people.
Portant
it takes
le
the Spirit of forgiveness.
L'esprit
it takes someone being faithful in the line of duty despite the opposition,
l'opposition,
despite the circumstances.
Malgré les circonstances.
It takes someone like Daniel
il faut
who's resolved resolved in themselves.
I'm
not going to defile myself. It doesn't matter what other people do. No matter the cost, no matter the price that has to be paid, I'm going to stand true. I'm going to stand faithful. And every one of those manifestations, a person had to get in the spirit of redemption first. The person had to get in the spirit of redemption. And friends, I'm sure you desire to be there. He finishes off. And he says, it's prayer line now, and it's time to pray. And there's sick people that are there.
Et y a les malades qui sont là.
He says, now every one of you,
maintenant, chacun de vous,
not only ministers,
pas seulement les ministres,
but all of you ought to pray for these people.
Mais chacun de vous doit prier pour ces gens.
You don't know what God might do to you while you're praying for someone else.
Ce que Dieu peut vous faire lorsque vous priez pour quelqu'un d'autre.
What if you would say the right thing?
Qu'en est-il si vous dites quelque chose correct?
Maybe you're in a privileged place with God today, and maybe that person with that need, they're not quite where you are.
Peut-être que quelqu'un a besoin d'un besoin.
God's allowed you that access so that you can say the right thing on their behalf.
Dieu vous permet cet accès afin qu'ils puissent dire quelque chose de correct en leur faveur.
He says, here's a woman standing here that's so sick they have to hold her up. What if your prayer would be the right thing? Just like Banks said the right thing. Just like Hattie said the right thing. What if you would say the right thing? And your prayer would cause God to come down and do something. You see, this is not just one person.
C'est pas juste une personne.
This is the church of the living God.
C'est l'église du Dieu vivant.
Everybody, see,
chacun, vous voyez?
So everybody be in prayer.
Tout le monde est en
Let's stand,
prière.
Friends. Everybody be in prayer.
Tout le monde est en
be as sensitive as you can. Because you never know when you're going to need him to call him on the scene. Certain things we say greatly please him, friends. Certain things we say kindles his anger. And there's got to be a repentance. Let's make sure we say the right thing. Let's be in the spirit of redemption. Let's be willing to stand in the gap and make intercession for the transgressors. And I believe if you haven't had a manifestation in your life, expect a fresh manifestation. God will do something for you because this pleases God. Let's sing that song, Father of Life, seated on your throne of grace. It's only by your mercy that we are saved.
Father of Life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercies we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace. Woman is a gift from you to live. We only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry, Lord, we cry out your name, out your name. El Shaddai, God of grace. Jesus Christ, we rely on your grace, Adonai, crowned in praises, Lord, most high, Jesus Christ. So we cry,
so we cry
out your name.
Shaddai,
God of grace,
Lord Most High,
Most High,
Jesus
Christ,
we rely,
Lord, we rely on your grace,
Adonai.
Crowned in praise,
Lord Most High,
Jesus Christ.
Let's bow our heads, friends. Let's all come to a time of prayer. Why don't you speak to the Lord? Joshua spoke to the sun, and the Bible says the Lord hearkened to the voice of a man. Are you in your calling? Are you in your position? Are you in the line of duty? Is the devil standing in your way? Why not speak to your condition? And if you are faithful, see how God hearkens unto the voice of a man. Maybe the Lord will lay somebody upon your heart, and maybe God will hearken to your voice on behalf of that person. Let's all be in prayer. Maybe your prayer needs to be, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for the things that have passed through these lips. Forgive me for the unforgiveness. Whatever it is, let's speak to the rock that he may bring forth his waters. Let's all pray this afternoon. Father, bring in my son. This has come to a short time of worship. Just to make an announcement as well for the week, on Friday evening we'd like to have outreach. So whoever would be willing, let's meet up for Friday outreach once again. I'm sure you desire to be in the spirit of redemption as much as me. And that the Lord, you might say like Eliezer, I being in the way, the Lord led me. And if you can't make it, please pray sincerely. Because it might be your prayer that brings the blessing down. So if we'd like to move our prayer meeting to Wednesday, if that's suitable, that we can have our prayer meeting instead of Friday and Wednesday. And let's have outreach on Friday. And we'd really ask the saints to be in prayer. I really believe that's a very big unfinished part of the commission. Amen. I'm sure you feel it as well. Is to get out there and take this message to the north, south, east, and west of this city and the places round and about. The times we've been out, it's been encouraging. And may the Lord lead us as we go in the way is our desire. So may you please pray for that. Let's pray for Brother Brian as well. He's sick. He's got the same chest, one that Brother Maxwell Jr. had. And Brother Maxwell, you know, there's a lot of this going around, Brother Brian. So I think that's why they couldn't come today. I spoke to him on Friday. He really had it bad. So let's remember him in prayer. And any other petition the Lord lays on your heart, keep me in prayer. Keep everybody in prayer. We need your prayers at this time. Let's sing one more song. Then we ask Brother Scott if he wouldn't mind closing for us in prayer. Let's have one more song and then we close. And may the Lord be with you this week. Just a reminder about youth, 1 p.m. next Saturday here in the church. Let's keep that in prayer as well.
We are standing on holy ground. And I know there are angels. Let us praise him, Lord.
Lord, we worship you, Lord Jesus, now we are standing in his presence on holy. Oh, we are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I know there are angels all around, let us. Lord, we praise you, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Prepare me, Lord, prepare. Lord, prepare me, be a sanctuary. To be a sanctuary, Lord, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, with thanksgiving, sanctuary, Lord, sanctuary. Oh, Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Be a sanctuary, Lord, pure and holy. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, sanctuary. Oh, oh, we are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are standing in his heavens on holy ground. Been on, my Lord. Been on. Been on, my Lord. Been on. Oh, fire of God, burn. Alleluia. Heal, oh, my dross is bent away. Prepare Oh, we worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh, you are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh, you are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to. Oh, we give you glory. We give you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, Lord, that you are indeed our Alpha and the Omega, Lord. Lord, Father, how thankful we are, Father God, for your mercies and grace that you continually show unto us, Lord. Father, for the faithfulness you are to your word. Lord, even where you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in their midst.
Amen.
Father, just like the two on their way from Emmaus as they spoke about you, Lord, you draw near unto them.
Amen, Lord.
Father, today we're thankful for you speaking to our souls, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Father God, we're thankful for your word and for your presence, O God.
Amen, Lord.
For we know of a surety, Lord, that our gathering here today was not in vain.
Amen.
Father God, for you are with us.
Hallelujah.
And how we do pray and we ask thee, O Lord. Because, Lord, even as you are the author and the finisher, Lord, of our faith, Lord, and you work with us as we've seen through your word as individuals.
Amen.
So we ask of thee, Lord, please touch each and every one who's present here.
Amen.
Father God, each one in his own way, in her own way, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father, meet every need, Lord. Father God, knowing that, Lord, our purpose,
Amen.
Father God, our soul's desire is to dwell in the commission which you've given to us.
Lord,
even if we're to cast our mind back, Lord, where, Father God, when you first called us, when we were just but babes in Amen. Thee, Lord.
Yes.
Father, where we were of single heart and single in our mind toward Thee.
Amen.
That's our desire, Father God,
yes,
to
Lord,
walk
yes,
every
Lord.
Day with
Amen.
Thee.
Yes,
to have that fire, Lord, like Jeremiah said, it's like fire that's shut up in my bones.
Amen.
We desire to walk in that way on a daily basis, Father. That, Lord, Father God, all our needs would be met in Christ Jesus and in no
yes,
other
Lord.
Way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we're so thankful for your service upon this
yes,
day.
Lord,
we're
yes,
thankful, Lord, for the voices you gave us, Lord, that we could lift up our voices to sing words of praise
yes.
unto thee.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, that our worship was acceptable unto thee upon
yes,
this day.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Father God, now as we depart and go our separate ways, Father, but we ask that, Lord, your Holy Spirit would accompany us.
Amen.
Your angel, Lord, would even dwell, Lord, around us, Lord, to protect us and to guide us.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, and may we be, Lord, take the anointing with us.
Amen.
And be mindful, Lord, that you are sensitive, O God.
Amen.
So, Lord, grant us grace that as we depart from your house, Lord,
yes, Lord.
May we watch our conversation.
Amen.
May we watch the things we do, the things we look at, O Lord. Father, that, Lord, we'd continue to grow from
Amen.
Faith unto faith.
Yes.
Let us not allow for Satan to come in any way to rob us of the blessing which you have given us upon
yes,
this day.
Lord, yes,
Heavenly Father, we want to ask, Lord, once again, Lord, that you be with Brother Brian, Lord, be with
Amen.
Even my wife who's
Amen.
Not well.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, God, we know that when, Father, that's the price of Calvary, Lord. You won victory for us in our lives and in our health, oh God.
Amen.
So won't you please reach out and touch them, Lord.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Our brother would join together with us when we meet again for fellowship in
Amen.
Your house. Grant grace, Amen. Grant mercies, Lord. Please meet all our needs, Father God, as we depart. Give us traveling mercies.
Hallelujah.
We thank you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless saints. Can I just see Brother Dave and Brother Will quickly in the office just for a minute? It's okay. God bless you, saints.
We come from far, from far, from far to serve the Lord. Come from far, from far, from far to serve the Lord. We come from far, from far to serve the Lord. We come from far, from far to serve the Lord. It is by grace, by grace, by grace to serve the Lord. It is by grace, by grace, by grace to serve the Lord. It is by grace to serve the Lord. It is by grace to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. My tent is no more pitch down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there, for I live in another land. Oh, my tent is no more pitch down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there, for I live in another. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Oh, my tent is no more pitch down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there, for I live in another. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.